It's 1:35 a.m. on Saturday, August the 29th, 2015. This is The Hidden Node. My name's Justin Deal, and this is the Dark Days of Podcasting for 2015 edition. Some good news today. I am officially permanent at my day job. I had left a job I had been at for 5 years back in January, and have been temping with a service since March. And this job offered me a position back in June, but the problem is the company is moving later this year away from where their offices are right now. Why is that a problem, you ask? Well, right now me and my wife carpool. We're a single car household. I actually haven't had my own vehicle since 2006. We've been sharing a single vehicle since then. It just never really made sense to try to fit two into the budget. But so when they made the offer, it was for just a little bit more than what I was making currently. And the difference was not enough to pay for a vehicle. So I did the first time I've ever done it. I turned down a job offer. Now, I've turned down assignments before, but, you know, with a temp agency, but never a full-scale job offer. What happened last week sometime, I had an offer to do an interview with a different department than the one I've been working with since March. The HR team there basically assures me, oh yes, they can totally meet the request you need, because I explained the situation. I basically said, look, I'm not asking for more money because, you know, I think I deserve more money. I mean, I do think I deserve more money. I mean, I was making pretty much almost 20-ish in January. So dropping down to 15, not too fun. But he assured me that the new position could pay that amount. Well, needless to say, my manager's manager found out about this, and she was furious, because the reason they couldn't raise the offer last time was that they basically said they weren't allowed. And essentially being told that, well, somebody else can make me that offer, even though the position I was going to interview for today was going to be a temp position, but what they have me in right now is a more analytical position. Yeah. She was quite angry about that. And apparently fought for me, so, thank you, boss lady. You rock. You fought for me, and, yeah. Oh, I'm drinking a sweet leaf, sweet tea. That's why you hear me playing with a cap a little bit, and what I'm drinking. Feel like I should make the running gag joke about the, you know, they say about the best drink of the day, but, I don't know, this is like my third tea of the day, so they're all pretty good. So, that's the good news. Got the job. I start permanently next week, just in time for vacation time to be available to me to, use on my trip to DragonCon next week. Yay! We'll see if they allow it. That's really, really soon, and while technically they do give you the vacation time right away, using it the first week you're hired may not be the right thing to do. We'll see. Not exactly great bennies, but I was kind of used to having that 5 years of bennies from the previous job, so it's disappointing starting over, but that's what you gotta do sometimes. Sucks, but yeah, you know, it's typically not personal, and I don't believe it was personal this time, so. I have, you may notice I missed yesterday's episode. It's because I was trying to get into the mindset of what I'm going to post about tomorrow. I opted not to do it tonight, so I talked about the permanent employment. Because tomorrow, or I guess later today, is the 10-year anniversary of Katrina. And I forget who said it earlier in the Dog Days of Podcasting, talking about how certain moments can change things and the paths of our lives. 2005 was the year of, if certain things didn't happen in exact certain order, where I am now, 95 to 99% of the people I interact with in the last 2 years, I may not have ever met. Heck, I likely would not have entered podcasting or be doing this challenge right now had not certain things happened in 2005 in a very, very specific order. And tomorrow we'll talk about that. We're going to talk about a very particular incident, the 10 years ago exactly, my anniversary of quote-unquote being reborn. So, alright, I will talk to you tomorrow. I'm looking forward to having that discussion. Bye-bye.